All right. So first off, thank you for coming on doing this.
Thank you.
So first off, who is Jessica Panierko?
Well, Jessica Panierko is a business owner, a dog mom, a wife, lover of the beach, long walks on the beach. I own Angerwatch Marketing. We're a digital marketing agency located here in Marshfield, actually out of my house. Mm-hmm. But it is an all-women team, and we work with small businesses and nonprofits in the area to kind of help with all of their marketing needs.
Are you from the area originally?
I'm from central Massachusetts originally. I was born in Worcester. I was raised in Northbridge, which is about 20 minutes south of there. And then I went to the city to go to school, lived there, lived in Boston, lived in Cambridge, met my husband, and we came down here together.
Excellent. So what got you into the digital marketing and branding space?
Yeah, so I had an interesting career path. I started working in healthcare, and then I decided I really wanted to do a bit more with my degree. I really love marketing, so I went, sort of segued that into working for a biopharmaceutical company, which major shift, but still very patient-focused. And while I was in that job, I did a lot of like brand messaging, go-to-market kind of launch stuff, training, and process improvement. And I discovered that that's really what I love doing. So that's kind of what I just saw through.
Well, talk about the transition from going from that to starting your own company.
Yeah. So I left my corporate job without a real plan. that was a little bit dramatic. I was working on a really, really large product. And it involved a lot of traveling. I was on the road probably, you know, like 2 to 3 weeks a month, traveling 60% of the time, just living out of hotel rooms. Yeah. And the quality of life was just not great. And when we moved down here, our move was actually prompted by my husband took a job working from home full time, and that wasn't going to work in our little Cambridge apartment. So we bought a house and we came down here. And then once I started commuting on top of all of the travel, I just realized that I just wasn't passionate about it anymore. And I wanted to feel more fulfillment in my business. So I left without a real plan, and I really thought I was going to go back to corporate. It was sort of like, this is just a transitionary period while I try and figure out, you know, what I want to do with my life. And I started freelancing. I didn't know a ton of people. My first two clients were a real estate agent and a real estate attorney. that helped us buy our house. And then once I started really getting into that, I was like, oh, okay, I actually really like this. I like not having the pressure of a giant corporate environment and really being able to be more creative with my marketing and help people and feeling so much more fulfillment in what I was doing. And so it felt really good to me. It wasn't something I set out to do. That's how it happened.
It's funny because my wife works in a medical device field, and it's very similar, and it's very intense.
So intense.
It's a lot of long hours. It's not really 9 to 5 because it's very international. It's 24/7. You're dealing with a lot of different moving parts, and you're just one little piece of it. So
yeah, and it's very, it's very competitive. I think it's a lot of type A people who are all kind of working for that next promotion all the time. And it just starts to get a little, I don't know, it's a little yucky after a while. It just feels like, what are we all doing here?
So onto happier stuff, I guess you would say. So AngerWatch, where did the name come from?
Yeah, so anchors are a really big thing for me. Oh. They are really a pretty solid part of my life, even before my business. They're all over my house. They're a big part of my wedding. It's kind of a special meaning between my husband and I. And so when I was thinking about names, I started off with like some generic like South Shore Digital Designs, and then I just kind of thought about it more and more, and I kept coming back to a way for something that means so much to me to bring that into my brand. And what an anchor watch is on a ship at night. Mm-hmm. It's the person who basically makes sure that the ship stays on course. And that felt so perfect to me because it brought in like my love of anchors, my love of the ocean, mm-hmm. and a bit of what we try and do with the business is like, mm-hmm. you know, we want to keep you on a good course.
Right.
So even if you are feeling overwhelmed and you're not paying attention, we're kind of watching what's going mm-hmm. on. And then that just felt so perfect to me that I was like, that's it. That's the one. That's the name. And it's, mm-hmm. yeah, it's mine and I love it.
Excellent. So it's interesting with creative. So with this next question, so what's a typical day for you? Because I know in the creative field, it's not.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. At
yeah,
times.
It is. It is very different. But I do try to give myself a bit of structure. Mm-hmm. I will admit I'm not a super morning person, which was a big shift for me coming out of corporate where I had to be in the office at 7 a.m. or I was late. But I mean, a typical day for me starts with at least an hour with my dogs in the morning. And then I usually, you know, I work from home. So I do a lot of just catching up on emails, going through my day, making a to-do list. I do try to protect my time. A lot of the work that I do involves me needing to sit and be very focused for a while. So I'll tend to do like maybe just meetings in the morning or just meetings in the afternoon so that I can have that sort of block of time. I also work with a lot of local clients. And so I'm also, I tend to like have at least one day a week where I'm like kind of out in the field, if you will, popping in, doing mm-hmm. in-person meetings, kind of checking in with them. So every day is different, but there's always very solid blocks that mm-hmm. I protect my time so I can get stuff done.
So is there a specific business area that you cater to? Like, that's kind of your area.
Yeah. I mean, I work primarily with small businesses, mm-hmm. and a lot of those are truly like solopreneurs, right. very small businesses, and a decent amount of nonprofits too, actually. The way that I work really lends itself more to that because okay. it's very, I call it like all-encompassing marketing.
Right.
And that's harder to do with a big team. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I mean, I especially love working with women-owned businesses. That's something I'm really passionate about. But it's a lot of really small businesses in the local area.
So are women-owned businesses your favorite type to work with, you would say?
I would say that and nonprofits. I love nonprofits.
And you're in the perfect area because there's so many great nonprofits around here.
And I mean, the people, I mean, you never meet nicer people mm-hmm. than the people who work in nonprofits, right? Like, they're all just amazing human beings. And I like to say, if I could, I would work with all nonprofits, but I have bills to pay, so that's right. not realistic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you know, that's like my number one. My number two is definitely women-owned businesses because I'm so like that to me. I get like nerdy about stuff like that in a marketing sense.
How can you get nerdy about that?
My ideas start going crazy.
Okay.
And I just want to do like so many things. And I can probably be a little overwhelming for people that are like, okay, slow down. That's not in the budget. But I get pretty excited.
I think it's because you are a woman-owned business. So it's like a kinship. It's like, I get.
Exactly. And I think too, like coming out of the industry I was in, there was not a lot of strong female leadership that was like empowering other women.
Yeah.
It was so competitive.
Yeah.
And I wanted to feel like for me, I don't want to be in competition with every woman mm-hmm. I meet. I want them all to do great. And so I just like, I love that feeling of women helping each other. That to me is like, I love it. I get really excited about that.
So talk about the brand strategy process.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's a big part of what we do. And that's pretty much driven entirely by me. But what it is it's a really deep dive into what your brand is. So much more than your logo mm-hmm. or your colors or what you post on social media. It's like a deep understanding of who you are as an organization, mm-hmm. as a business, what your mission is, what your vision is. Who you're targeting,
right?
Because I feel a lot of small businesses don't fully comprehend that. They think, you know, oh, I have a women's clothing boutique. I'm just selling to millennial women. Well, that's a very, very vague group of people who have a lot of different motivators mm-hmm. and needs. And so it's really getting into the psychology of who you're targeting
right.
and then developing a messaging plan and a marketing strategy that helps you reach those people
right.
while taking into account what your business goals are. So it's really deep. And a lot of my clients going through that process tend to have like a real aha moment where they're like, okay, now I get it. Now I understand what my marketing is supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And it really just offers like a lot of clarity for them, which is awesome.
So when it comes to marketing and branding, what's the common problem you see with businesses?
Oh, yeah. Very consistently, people are too close to it. So,
really?
Yeah. You're too close to what you do as a business, right? And you're looking at it through your own lens. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a service or a product or whatever it is, you know the value of it, right? Yeah. And so to you, that's the most obvious thing. But sometimes you have to take like a couple steps back and really look at it as someone who's meeting this brand for the first time.
Right.
Right. I'm working with another nonprofit right now, and I met with their leadership team, and they're all throwing around all these terms, right? That like to them make sense. But to the larger community mean nothing. And I think regardless of the size of the business, this is always what I see. It's always, you know, I don't know what to post because I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Because you think you're talking to yourself and you need to talk to the people that are going to buy from you. And that's a totally different thing. And so that kind of outside view is always, always, always the first thing that comes up with these people. Always.
You're right. So what's kind of that simple thing that business can do to improve branding?
I think it's really developing some solid personas for the people that you're targeting. You know, it's understanding who your customer segments are. Because if you don't have a budget for marketing, you can still improve your marketing dramatically by doing a deep dive into the psychology of the people that you think you're selling to. Everything from, you know, where they're getting their information, right? Like not every social media platform is right for every business. Right. Think about where they are. Think about what their objections might be. What would hold them back from making a purchase from you?
Right.
Or when they're thinking about buying something that you're selling, what is the need that they're trying to fill there? And I think for a lot of people that, and I will also say, I think understanding that your brand is a lot more than your logo. People think branding is logo development and design, and that's such a
logo,
small,
colors, fonts,
exactly, right? Or like templates for social media. And it's really not just that. It's the tone you have and everything that you do and consistent messaging, and it's a lot of stuff. So just trying to look at it as a bigger picture.
Which I can imagine is tough with people sometimes.
Yes, it really is. I've had, and this is also hard for me because I've had people come to me and say, like, can you just design me a logo? This is what I want. And I mean, could I? Yeah, I could. But the marketer in me is incapable of not being like, well, who's your target market? What are you doing? How do you want people to feel about it? What are you using this for? And so it's hard for them, and it's hard sometimes even for me to like
get it's almost like a psychological deep dive too, because like for example, when we did a rebrand, it became more about thought and what the logo means. And
I mean, think about what you want people to feel when they see that, right? Not just what you feel about it, but like, do you want people to feel like it's approachable? Do you want to feel like it's very authoritative? It's a lot of different things. I mean, marketing is really just psychology. That's what it is at the end of the day. Yeah.
So let's talk about website design. That's something that you do offer.
It is. Again, it's usually very involved. I think what makes me a little bit different is that I have also a very strong background in process improvement. So I tend to want to build a website that's going to make their lives easier. So a lot of the website design projects I do are kind of taking a lot of that strategy, but then also looking at your business.
Yeah.
I think marketing at the end of the day is a lot of like your operations. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't have the capacity to mm-hmm. take on more sales and more clients because you're overwhelmed, then like what's the problem? Like getting your website in front of more people might not be the answer. It might be like taking a step back and being like, all right, well, what's not working here?
Right.
So we do a lot of websites really kind of based on what you want your business to do. Mm-hmm. Is it making it smoother for people to make appointments? Is it, you know, highlighting different products that have a better return on investment mm-hmm. for you? And then, you know, we also do a lot with SEO, and firm believers that if you build it, they will not come. You really do need to do a lot of work on the back end to ensure that you're driving the traffic there mm-hmm. to help you meet all those goals.
Right. So another thing I'm really to is talk about like the marketing management and content creation that you do.
Yeah. You know, we've really moved over the last 2 years into a lot more management and consulting.
Okay.
So we do offer, you know, email marketing and social media marketing, which is pretty standard, but we're also doing a lot of search engine marketing, SEO, routinely kind of doing mm-hmm. analytics. We've got a digital dashboard for our analytics clients where they can log in at any time and see kind of like how their website's doing, how they're performing in local SEO, which is really important for small businesses. Because we don't want to just like build it and hand it over to you.
Right.
We want to help you continue to develop your business.
Because they probably don't have the bandwidth to really management.
Absolutely not. And a lot of times, I mean, people know, like you sign up for a Google Analytics account, you sign up for a Google Business Profile, you know, mm-hmm. oh, what are all these things? It's a lot of data.
Mm-hmm.
And even the dashboard, it's a lot of data, but we're going to help you interpret that and say mm-hmm. like, all right, well, maybe there's this one web page that everyone's going to and spending a lot of time there. All right, well, let's, you know, look at that. Is there more we can do? Or if there's a new search term that's coming up a lot, like, how do we optimize that? And so it's not just like one and done. We don't just give you the website and be like, all right, have fun. Good luck with that. We're really trying to offer just a more kind of holistic approach and support to people so that they continue to kind of grow with their business, because I really think that's important.
Right. So what's something a person should know when working with you to ensure a great experience?
Yeah. I think first and foremost, I am not good at only looking at one part of your marketing. So if you're coming to me with just one aspect of it, know that I will likely try to dock you, not from a budget standpoint, just like we'll try to talk you into looking at more things.
Yeah.
It's just my nature, and I will consistently do it. So for me, I think it's, you know, kind of understanding that I'm going to look at all aspects of your marketing. And also understanding that sometimes I can be a little bit brutally honest from a place, it comes from a good place. I'm never mean. I just want the best for everybody. So I think, you know, whenever you work with a marketer, you outsource your marketing, it's important to realize it's a partnership. You can't hand everything over. You have to kind of give and take. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be as aware of what's going on in your business as you are.
Right.
So you have to be prepared to communicate regularly and accept that you still kind of have to carry some of that load too.
We run into this challenge, and you probably run into it too, especially with like NPOs and really small businesses where they're so married to the material.
Yes.
Where it's their baby. They're so passionate about it. And sometimes you have to be like,
yeah, yeah. And a lot of it is just, I mean, you got to like develop the trust.
Mm-hmm.
I have found I have the most success when clients go through the brand strategy process with me first. Mm-hmm. And it's like a journey, you know, like we start with what their idea of what their business is. And I'm not saying I come in and be like, no, you're totally wrong.
Yeah.
It's more of like, well, let's get a better understanding of that so you can do a better job. And then like kind of once we get through that, there's a lot of trust there to say like, all right, we've developed this together, mm-hmm. right? I understand who you're targeting. We found a messaging plan and a marketing plan that worked for you and your business. So, like, you need to trust me now to, like, take you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always a tough spot because people, especially, I mean, small business ownership is such a personal thing.
It's their baby.
Exactly.
It's like a child or a dog.
Right, exactly. And so, like, you just hold it so close. Mm-hmm. And, like, letting other people in is not not easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite or most memorable project?
Yeah, I would say probably I've got two. A little while ago, last summer, I was working with, I'm going to say her name because she's great, Cohasset Learning Studio.
Okay.
And she came to me wanting templates for her email marketing. Okay. This is a great example. She said, I'm too overwhelmed. I need to send emails out. I need mm-hmm. templates graphically designed. And by the end of our time together, we had completely changed the way that she manages her business.
Wow.
We implemented a project management software, CRM, process for managing incoming students mm-hmm. and wait lists and instructors. And it had changed her, the way she felt about her business. And so instead of feeling just really overwhelmed by everything all the time, we took her from like, okay, now these processes and these automations are in place and my marketing now feels so much more approachable.
I was going to say, how did you get from just a template to...
Yeah, well, that's a perfect example. Like, I cannot stop myself from being like, okay, well, why are you overwhelmed with your email marketing? You know, like, it started as like, she's like, well, I just, you know,
I don't know.
It just snowballed. We did brand strategy. We changed her messaging. We updated her website. But it's a great case study to say, like, you might think your marketing is just, you know, your social media or your email marketing or your blogging or whatever it is, but a lot of it is really operations and finding a way to manage your business in a sustainable growth model. And so, you know, that's perfect example. I would say my other is a small clothing boutique down in Plymouth. And I started working with her before her business was really fully realized. She had a name and a logo and nothing else. So we designed, you know, like a full marketing plan, a full website. And we worked, I mean, I felt like I gave birth to that business too. And so for me, it's, I think that that's important for me to get across is that I don't just want to do the job for you and leave. Like I pour a lot of my own emotion and heart into these businesses myself. So that's for me always the most rewarding.
Is there a project that you haven't done that you really want to do?
I would say I really want to help start a nonprofit. I think, you know, kind of, I think there's so much opportunity for marketing for nonprofits. And a lot of times I come in after they've already done a lot of stuff. And I just think there's a lot of opportunity to be more efficient with things. Marketing for nonprofits is so nuanced and so different than a for-profit business. And developing some of those strategies before you just kind of throw everything out into the world, I would love the opportunity to help with, because there's just a lot of inefficiencies I see in a lot of nonprofits.
As someone that runs an NPO and works a lot, I'm nodding my head in a lot of
Because, I mean, it's like you're marketing to the people who use your product, you're marketing to donors, you're marketing to volunteers, you're trying to get grant money. You know, it's a lot of different aspects of what you do. And I think that, with, you know, all nonprofits operate on a pretty tight budget with a small team. And so marketing can sometimes just feel like, we can't really, like, put too much effort into that.
And they come in all different shapes, sizes, too, where you have 100%. Some that have staff and some that are all volunteer
100%.
Run.
100%. So yes. I mean, I've worked with, like, large nonprofits and super tiny ones here in town, actually. Yeah. And, you know, it runs the gamut. But there's just so much opportunity. And they're all doing such amazing things that I think, you know, being able to kind of get in on the ground level of something like that and help them grow it organically without trying to play catch up later is something I would really love to do.
Is there a part of your job you enjoy more than others, or?
I think meeting people. You know, when I started this business, I was still pretty new here. I didn't really know a lot of people in Marshfield. And so for me, it's like, I feel like I'm part of like a whole community of small business owners, which I mean, that's the best thing I've gotten out of this because I felt, you know, it was lonely, especially I started my business in January 2020. We'd lived here for a year. And so it was just like, okay, well,
now great timing.
Perfect timing. And I didn't know anybody. And I was just stuck inside with my dog and my husband for, you know, for so long. So just, I think the relationships for me has been the best. Yeah.
Speaking of relationships, talk about your involvement with the Chamber.
Yeah. So I like to say that the Chamber saved my business because I mean, I started, like I said, January 2020. I didn't know a lot of people. I joined the Chamber. I joined the Marshfield Chamber in, I'm going to say like June of 2020. And, you know, Laura Bray called and was like, tell me about your business. Tell me what you need. Yeah. Tell me, you know, what you're looking for. And then the Chamber gave me so many opportunities to meet people, to do virtual networking, to work on websites. I mean, so much stuff where I cannot confidently say today that AngerWatch Marketing would have survived the pandemic without the Marshfield Chamber. And so I made the decision to give back to the Chamber because I really feel passionate about what they do. So I joined the board about 2 years ago, and now I serve as the vice chair for the board and the chair for the Women in Business Group, two things I absolutely love doing. It also just, I mean, on a slightly selfish opportunity for me, small business owners are my target market, and so I get to, you know, it's exactly like it's not totally selfless. I meet a lot of people.
I mean, it's, I mean, I was on the board for 10 years. I was president for four, and it's exactly the same thing. It's good for the business, but also it's good to get involved and you're meeting people.
Exactly.
You're giving back too. At the same time.
I mean, all around, it's just. For me, I love it. I'm a helper by nature. I can't turn that off. So, you know, it gives me an outlet for that, and it's very fulfilling for me. I love it.
So what separates you from others in the same space?
I think our approach to things, you know, we are, my team and I are very, very passionate about small businesses. You know, obviously I have plenty of experience working on a very large scale with marketing. But that's not what I want to do. The people on my team have a lot of experience with nonprofits too, which allows us, you know, a different kind of outlook on things. And we are, I like to say it's like, it's holistic marketing. We're never just going to build, I mean, we could just build you a website and hand it over, but that's not what we do. We sort of like to ingrain ourselves and share in your success and help people build great small businesses. And I think my experience in corporate does help with that because, I mean, my job was essentially making sure everyone had the same message across multi-billion dollar brands, which is huge. But that same strategy... You could still apply that to small businesses, and there's no reason why, just because you don't have billions and billions of dollars, that you can't have a succinct messaging plan. So, you know, it's taking all of that knowledge and bringing it to local businesses, because that's, you know, that's really the core of a community to me, I think, is small businesses. Definitely. So,
So business is all about partners. So who are the best partners for you?
I have a lot. I mean, obviously, the Chamber is a huge partner for me. I've partnered with MCM. You guys are great. I also really love partnering with other marketing agencies. You know, I think every marketing agency offers something a little bit different, and not every client is right for everybody. And so I have a lot of partners that I do, you know, referrals back and forth to say, this isn't quite right for me, but I think it could be right for you. especially other, I mean, I have a lot of like female marketing agency owners that I, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot in the area.
There really are. And I mean, so, you know, Ashley Mason and Dash of Social, love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Former guest of this podcast. Yeah.
You know, we send clients back and forth. We also, it's, solopreneurship can be lonely.
Yes.
It really can. And so it's also nice to have those relationships with other agency owners and say like, okay, am I crazy? Like, how would you handle this?
Yeah.
And you know, there's no competition there. It's just straight like
collaboration, share best practices.
Exactly. Yeah. Some accountability, some like, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, rolling out this offering or changing up this pricing and then just having someone to bounce that idea off of is, you know, priceless, I think. So I love just kind of collaborating with other marketing agency owners. Yeah.
And their strengths are probably different than yours.
Exactly.
Too.
Right. I mean, like Ashley does a lot of social media stuff. And I mean, I literally like send my clients over there. Like we do a lot together.
Yeah, it's a collab.
She doesn't do websites. We do websites. Yeah. And so it's just, you know, kind of finding those partners that you're not necessarily in competition with.
Right.
You offer different things and have different specialties and cater to different industries and stuff. So that I really love. Yeah.
So we're on the home stretch here.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the best piece of advice you've been given business wise?
Yeah. Balance the amount of time you spend in your business versus on your business. I can't say it's something I personally mastered.
Same.
But something I am constantly working on. Nobody starts a business because they think running a business will be fun, right? You start a business because you're passionate about what you're selling or what you're offering, and then you have to run a business on top of all of that. So, you know, especially coming from an industry where we had an agency to do all the things you didn't want to do, it's kind of finding the right balance between how much marketing I do for my own business, which I'm terrible about, the amount of time, you know, I spend developing relationships versus like sitting down and working on websites or sitting down and developing brand strategies or working with my team to develop new things, managing the finances, you know, all that stuff still needs to be done.
Right.
And what's the right balance for that?
Right.
That's hearing it kind of worded in that way really put it into perspective for me. It's like, you know, think about where you want your business to go and how much time do you need to outsource? Do you need to hire? How do you find the right balance on how much you're in versus on the business? So.
Agree 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the question that always kind of makes everyone pause and think for a moment. So if you could jump in the time machine to the start of your career, what would you tell yourself?
Yeah, I can see why that causes a pause. I think I would tell myself that I could do it. I think, you know, the imposter syndrome is real. And I even still sometimes I'm like waiting for someone to be like, no, you can't really do all this. So I think I would tell myself that I could, because I probably would have been brave enough to do it earlier if I really believed, you know, that like, okay, this is feasible. You can be successful with this. You can feel fulfilled with it.
And last but certainly not least, if people want to find out more about you or Anchor Watch Marketing, where can they go?
We're at anchorwatchmarketing.com, at Anchor Watch on Instagram and Facebook. We are all over the place. And obviously with the Marshfield Chamber of Commerce, you can always find me there. And we'll be at the Women Owned Business Expo.
Yeah, talk about that, because that's pretty exciting.
Yes, we are. This was a little brain baby of mine. I, like I said, love supporting women-owned businesses. And so we are having a really big expo over at Route 3 Stages. It'll be our first one to really support all of the women-owned and managed businesses across the South Shore. It goes way beyond Marshfield. I think we've got like 60 businesses at this point. And, you know, the goal is to just really highlight all of these businesses who maybe don't necessarily have a brick and mortar store or a physical good to sell or, you know, the presence to have a huge following, but, you know, want to reach new people and present what they're offering to the community. And as a community, we can all come together and support those women. So really excited about that.
Awesome. We're looking forward to that. And Jess, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. This was great.